Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the grace that has come upon us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge your presence. Oh, we take knowledge of you and we say, have your way amongst us. Take control of this service. Holy Spirit, have your way. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Wonderful. And you may be seated, powerful people of Zion. Why don't you clap for the Lord for using these wonderful people? I believe one of the things you learn at the music camp is that whenever you pick a microphone, the first thing you do is to check to make sure it is on. Isn't that so? It's very important. So always check to make sure your microphone is turned on. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, for some few weeks now, we've been sharing about the Spirit of God. We've been sharing about the Spirit of God. Now, we say 2015 is a year of serving God. It is a year that is set aside for us to recognize our service to the Lord. And in serving the Lord, we are trying to learn certain aspects of God that we need to pay special attention to. Hallelujah. In serving God, there is one particular aspect of God that is very, very important that we ought to be aware of, and that is the Spirit of God or the anointing. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God or the anointing. Let us read 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. How many of you have been enjoying or you've been blessed by this message? I am being blessed by this message. You know, I believe that this is one of the most important messages that a Christian will ever hear. As a Christian, one of the important messages that you will ever hear or you will ever need is that which I'm sharing with you. Hallelujah. You see, when you do not know about the Spirit of God, it makes your work of God difficult. When you do not know about the Spirit of God, when you do not have the Spirit of God, when you do not have knowledge of the Spirit of God, it makes your work with God difficult. It is one of the reasons why so many people get frustrated in their work with God. They get disappointed. They get frustrated. In their walk with God, they get to a point where they feel like not moving on any further because they feel they are not receiving what they ought to receive or what they are seeking from the Lord. And it's because you do not know about His Spirit. You do not know about the Spirit of God. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. If you are worshiping God, if you are serving God, then you should know about the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 18. It says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye, verse 20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. You have an unction from the Holy One. You have the anointing from the Holy One. He says, but ye have the unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Amen. Hallelujah. If you do not have the unction from the Holy One, you will leave, just as the people left in the previous verse. I say, if you don't have the Spirit of God, your walk with God becomes frustrated. If you don't have the unction from the Holy One, you leave the house. You become tired. You don't find meaning. You don't see it rewarding when you don't have the unction. So he said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Because of the unction, because of the Spirit of God that is upon your life, you know all things. You know all things. You understand everything that is happening in your life. You see, as a Christian, you have to be very spiritual. You cannot walk by sight. You cannot walk around as a Christian using your senses. Everything that happens to you, you have to see the meaning in the spiritual realm. Because you have the unction. You have the unction from the Holy One that is upon your life. Amen. You have the Spirit of God upon your life. Hallelujah. If you don't understand, if you don't have that Spirit of God, if you don't know about the Spirit of God, you will not experience the blessings that God has for you. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you cannot discern the blessings that God has for you. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Yes, I am preaching a very, very good message. And I tell you, if you will catch this message, all your problems will be solved. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I say, if you catch this message, you will not have issue as a Christian. He says, you know all things. You will understand all things. Ephesians chapter 1. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all financial blessings, with all marital blessings, with all physical blessings, with all career blessings. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The blessings that God sent your way, they are spiritual blessings. The blessings that God has for you, they are spiritual blessings. Now, if you can catch this revelation, if you can have this understanding, you realize that in that spiritual blessings is all things. Because it says, you have the unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know all things. Hallelujah. Amen. But oftentimes, we come to the Lord seeking for the physical blessings. We come to the Lord looking for the physical blessings. We come to the Lord finding the physical blessings, and we do not even acknowledge the unction that is within us. We do not even understand that it is all spiritual blessings. So sometimes you come to church and then we are having anointing service, for instance. And then you are waiting. You come to church with a purpose and you have a plan. And you say, today will be my day. Today I will receive the blessings of the one who is going to marry me. Today I will receive the blessings of the job that I am waiting for. And you are waiting for this pronouncing to come upon you. And so you will hear, for instance, they will lay hands on you and they are praying for you. And they say, receive, receive. It is your portion. Receive. And sometimes you see, as the need is in the church, for instance, you see, God's church is very important to him. And as the need is, you see that sometimes the anointing comes to raise workers to work in his house. And he will pronounce blessings of music, for instance. He says, I see someone receiving the anointing for playing the bass. Amen. Playing the bass guitar. I see someone receiving the anointing to play the keyboard. I see someone receiving the anointing to sing in the choir. I see God giving you supernatural voice. And then you are sitting there and you are waiting. When will that wife, when will that husband be pronounced unto my life? When will that husband be pronounced unto my life? And then you are waiting. So as people are receiving, you say, why? When is it coming? Why music? Why sing? If you give me the husband, then give me the song so I sing to him. But you do not know, you do not understand that they are all spiritual blessings. And as he is pronouncing the blessings of singing in the choir unto you, you have no idea that when you receive that blessing, the Lord is going to raise you up to stand in the choir to start ministering. And as you start singing, as you start ministering, someone just walks in and say, who is that woman that was singing? Pastor, can I ask you about the woman who was singing? I am interested in that woman. Who is that woman? Can you tell me the name of the woman? I said the blessing is in a spiritual blessing. If only your eyes will be open to receive the spiritual blessing. If only your eyes will be open. Hallelujah. You see, what brought David to the palace was a gift of music. What brought David to the palace was a gift of music. He was just playing in the field. And someone mentioned him in the palace. Says, I know this poor shepherd boy that sits in the field and he plays. Let us bring him. And that is how David ended up in the palace. I said, The blessing is a spiritual blessing. He says that when he is pronouncing the blessing, if you do not have the unction to receive it, if you do not have the Spirit of God to understand and to discern his blessings, you realize that they become foolishness to you. Say, we want husband, you are talking about choir and this. We want jobs, and you are talking about doing the work of God and all these things. But God has embedded, he says, when you receive the spiritual blessings, you have everything. When you have the Spirit of God, you have everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you have the Spirit of God, you have everything. Amen. Amen. You know, one time, Jesus was with his disciples in Mark chapter 10. Let me show you something. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, and let's read from verse. You know, there was a man that came to, we can read from verse 20, 23. There was a man that came to Jesus, and he said he has done all righteous things. Everything that is written and the law, he has done it. So what else does he need to do to see the kingdom of God? And Jesus said, go and sell everything that you have and come and follow me. And the man left very, very sad. Very sad. And Jesus It says in verse 22, it says, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, verse 23, and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. Jesus said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were shocked that Jesus would say a thing like that. In other words, all their mind was on riches as they were following Jesus. So if you are saying, how hardly would the rich enter into the kingdom of God? What are you saying? He says, and the disciples were astonished at their words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is not having riches that will make it difficult, but that your trust in riches. That is what will make it difficult for you to enter into the kingdom of God. So he said, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure. This time, they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, then who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? Because we are following you. And we know that we are going to receive certain riches. Now you are telling us that it will be hard for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God. Then who then can be saved? Who? Because their mind was that they are going to be rich. They are going to be rich. So how are you saying that it is going to be hard for us to enter into the kingdom? Now listen to what Peter said. He says, and they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, it's like, where? You see, Peter was a fisherman. It's like, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Do you see? He said, we have left everything. Just in case you didn't know, we have left everything. Our hope is on something. That is why we left everything to follow you. He said, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house or brethren or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. In other words, if you can take your focus, if you can take your focus off your riches, if you can take your focus off family, if you can take your focus off marriage, if you can take your focus off children, if you can take your focus off family and off your mother and your father, and you can focus on me, then follow me, then in this life, I tell you, as you have taken your focus, it is going to come back to you 100-fold. It is going to come back to you 100-fold. Hallelujah. If only you can take your focus off. If you can only take your focus off. Hallelujah. There's a story in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 verse 1. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Do you see? It says Peter and John, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the tenth hour. They were also going to pray. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. He says that he was laid there to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Do you see? So people will go into the temple, and every day they will bring him to sit at the gate, and he will be begging for alms. He will be asking for the people to give him something. And the Bible says, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. You see, there are some people, when they see Christians, they know, as for Christian, you can't bypass me without giving me something. You see? Especially if they see on Sunday you are dressed and you are holding a Bible. Sunday, if you are sitting in your car and you are wearing a tie and a suit, you are not going anywhere but church. So you see all the beggars come around your car. So he says, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, you see, said, look on us, look on us. The man is sitting there for one purpose. He goes to the temple every time they're having a prayer meeting. He goes to sit at the gate for a purpose. So Peter and John fastening, he says, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John said, look on us. Here, look on us. And the Bible says, the man, and he gave heed unto them. He gave heed, expecting to receive something of them. He gave heed, expecting to receive something of them. He says, look here, look here. So his mind was that these people, they are going to give me everything that is in their pocket. Because if you are just going to give me a dollar, you are not just going to ask, give me, look here, look. Just give me the dollar. But now look here, look here. Let me show you what I got. It means he was going to receive something of wealth. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none. He says, silver and gold I do not have. He says, look at me, look at me. I am trying to turn off your focus. I am trying to direct your focus onto something else. So look here, take your eyes off silver. Take your eyes off gold. For silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he says, rise. He says, just take your eyes, just take your focus off. Because what is coming to you is a hundredfold. What is coming to you is not just a penny that I'm going to drop in your palm. What is coming to you is not just a dollar that I'm going to give you. Just take your eyes off the silver and gold and focus on what is in me. Focus on what I can give you. For silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have, give I unto thee. And the next verse, it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, when he took off his focus off silver and gold, when he was able to focus on them, when he was able to focus on what was in them, when he was able to focus on the power that was in them, he says, immediately, by the right hand, he lifted him. And immediately, his feet and ankles, the bones received strength immediately, and he stood up immediately. And then what happened? He says, and he now leaping up, the man that has been crippled in the womb, the man that was born lame, he says that immediately he started leaping up and stood and walked, and now he was able to enter into the temple. Enter into the temple, for that is where the blessing is. Enter into the temple, for that is where the hundredfold is. Crippling and focusing on silver and gold had kept him in that state since he was born. But when his focus was turned away, he says he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. And praising God. Immediately there was this beautiful woman that he has eyed all the while. The woman comes and she passes. She comes and she passes. She says, hey, if it wasn't for this crippled thing, this woman. So immediately he went into the temple and said, look at my legs. Look at me now. This is me. He said, is that you? He said, that's me. Is that you? That's me. Now the thing that he couldn't have before, because he was able to take his eyes off silver and gold, the thing that he couldn't have before, the job that they would not have taken him before, because he was able to take his eyes off silver and gold, the places where he couldn't go before, because he was able to take his eyes off silver and gold, now those things are coming to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If only you can focus on the power of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. If only you can focus on the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when Jesus was about to leave the disciples in Acts chapter 1 verse 1. Look at this. Acts chapter 1 verse 1. It says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. There's another scripture that I want to show you before this one. Let me find that. We will come to that. Is somebody being blessed this afternoon? I tell you. You see, when your focus is on the blessings that you are expecting, when your focus is on that blessing, you realize that so many things are missing you. Acts chapter 1, but let's read from. Okay, verse 1, that's okay. Let's continue from there. You say, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Verse 2. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Do you see? Through the Holy Ghost, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. When he came back, he was telling them all these things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he. Slow down a little bit, please. We are not in any rush. He says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. You see, all along, he's been telling them about the Holy Spirit. He says, it is in your best interest that I leave, because when I leave, I will send you the Comforter. It is in your best interest that I go to be with the Father, because when I go to be with the Father, I will send you the Helper. So all along, he has been teaching them about the Holy Spirit. He's been telling them about the Holy Spirit. And you see, the Spirit of God is so important that Jesus told the disciples, don't even go anywhere to start a church. Just stay until the Spirit comes. Don't move until you receive the Spirit. So verse 5, he says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He says, you will be baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. You will receive the unction. You will have the anointing. You just remain. There's a day coming, not many days away, you are going to receive the Holy Spirit. Because he knew that once they receive the Holy Spirit, that is all they need. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, look at this. They asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Can you imagine? The man has been with them all these years, preparing them that when they receive the anointing, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they will begin the church. When they receive the Holy Spirit, they will begin their destiny. they will begin their ministry. They will begin receiving their blessings when they receive the Holy Spirit. And now, the last minute, as he's just about to leave them, their focus is still on the riches. Are you now going to restore the kingdom to Israel that we will be governors? I will be the financial minister, and maybe you'll be the minister for labor and highways. You'll be the minister for education. You know, 12. We will share. We sit at the cabinet. Are you now going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Amen. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father had put in his power. He said, it is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father has put in his power. It is not for you. But ye shall, listen. He says, let me clear it again. He said, it's not for you to know those times. It's not. But this is what you shall receive. He says, but ye shall receive power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall receive the unction after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. More power than the governor. More power than the president. More power than the king. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. He said, that is the purpose. That is what I am giving you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. Hallelujah. That is what is coming upon you. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit in our lives, let me tell you, is the most important thing that we can ever have. It is the most important thing any Christian. I am not talking about the anointing to be a pastor. I'm not talking about the anointing to be an evangelist. I'm not talking about the anointing to prophesy. I'm talking about the anointing for your day-to-day living as a Christian. Anointing as a Christian. Hallelujah. Anointing as a Christian to live your day-to-day life. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit to us, it's like, you see, if you go to the airport and you are in line in the security, you are going through security. Do you see? There is a scanner that everyone goes through. You know, sometimes the line is very long. And then you see someone very nicely dressed. Do you see? Nicely dressed, you know, and such people, they are going for the first class. Do you see? Nicely dressed. And as the person is coming, you see, at the airport, there is someone behind somewhere that no one sees. But he sees everyone. He sees everyone. He sees your nakedness. What a shock. Oh, yes. As you are coming, this person is sitting in somewhere. He sees you thoroughly, through and through. It's like you are not wearing anything. He sees your bones and your... Hallelujah. But this person, he sees everything. And you see, as this nice gentleman is dressed and is standing in the line, you know, people are admiring his suit. People are admiring him. And then even you are wishing that, his seat is next to you. So just in case, you never know. You witness to him. Is that so? Mercy on you. But you see, as everyone is admiring, how nicely, the man that is behind, that nobody sees, he doesn't care how he looks. He does not care how he looks. So as everyone is coming through, that man that everyone sees as a decent man, nicely dressed, the man that is behind that nobody sees, he's interested in what is in his pocket. He's interested in what is in his shoes. He's interested in what he has. And so you see that everyone is coming, but this nicely dressed gentleman, he stops him. He gives a signal and they stop him. Even the people who are there, they don't see anything. But they will signal him and say, stop this man. And then they pull him aside. They pull him aside. And then everyone is wondering, why? Why are you pulling this man aside? He looks such a gentleman, but they pull him aside. And when they pull him aside, they find out that what is in his pocket, he's a terrorist. And if they allow him to get on the airplane, that is the end of your life. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, so you see somebody carrying a nice bag, nice suitcase, very nice suitcase, and everyone is admiring the suitcase. And then you even want to ask, where did you buy this suitcase? It's very nice. Oh, can I have one like that? It's very nice. And everyone is interested in that suitcase. But this man who is behind, he does not care how the suitcase looks. He does not care what brand name. He does not care how it looks on the outward. He is interested in what is inside. He's interested in what is inside. And then you see that everyone's suitcase is going, but he signals them and says, pull that suitcase. They pull that suitcase and they say, it is not going on the aircraft. And then you are wondering why. You are wondering why. Why that suitcase is not going on the aircraft. Hallelujah. You are wondering why that suitcase cannot enter the aircraft. But the Spirit, he sees all things. The Spirit, he sees all things. He sees you through and through. And so as you are choosing someone, the Spirit sees what is within the person. As you are interviewing and you want to employ someone, the Spirit ministers to you and he says, not this one, that one. So sometimes you go for interview with people and then they choose you, they don't choose. And then you look at yourself and you look at the other people who are coming, you realize that you don't even qualify. You don't even qualify. But because of the Spirit that is in you. Amen. I say because of the Spirit that is in you. Amen. It will make you a different person from others. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It will make you a different person from the other. It's the Spirit that guides you. It's the Spirit that leads you. Sometimes you don't know where to go. You don't know where to turn. When you get there, acknowledge the presence of the Spirit. Acknowledge the Spirit that is upon your life. He says you have the unction. You have the Holy One. It's in you. The Holy One is in you. The Holy One is in you. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. He says that he abides in you. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. He says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you. He abides in you. And he, you need not that any man teach you. When the Spirit of God is in you, you don't need that any man will teach you. You don't need that any man will tell you. He says that he abides in you. The Spirit of God is in you. Beloved, the Spirit of God is in you. The day that you receive Christ, the Spirit of God came upon you. All you need to do is to acknowledge him. All you need to do is to acknowledge his presence. The Spirit of God abides in you. He says that he said, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you. You see, it's not coming now. It is not coming now. The Spirit of God is in you. Say, he abides in me. Say, I acknowledge the presence of the Spirit of God. He is in me. Say, he is in me. The Spirit of God is in me. Hallelujah. Let no one deceive you. He has given you the unction. He says, when you receive of him, he says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you. Abides means it's staying in you. It's dwelling in you. It's not going anywhere. Since you became born again, that Spirit of God is in you. Amen. And it's not going anywhere. He says, and you need not that any man teach you. You need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Amen. Amen. So you see, when you are in difficulty, when you are in a situation, do not look for answers from men. Do not look for answers from, this school, I wish that I will have someone to help me to co-sign my loan. I wish that I will have someone to lend me this money. I wish that, listen, ask the Spirit in this stage. Spirit, I need my fees to be paid. You say, Spirit of God, I need my fees to be paid. You need to acknowledge the unction that is in you. You know, about 2 weeks ago, one of our sisters, as we started sharing this message, he said they went out and then she had locked the key in the car. I was here when they came to tell me this story. He says she went to the lot and they have locked the car key, they have locked it in the car. And she couldn't open the door. So they call one of the brothers who has a lot of tools. You see, I said, the Lord be saved. He's a show of God. He has a lot of tools. And they were jamming the door, trying to open it from side to side, they couldn't. And then one of them trying to force the door to open, it couldn't. And at some point, they have all given up. So as she's standing there, she says, something told her, because she acknowledged the Spirit. She says, something told her, open the door. And after all the men have tried, after all the men, she went like this, and then she opened the door. And in front of all of them, as they were all standing there, the door just opened. They say, how did you do it? He said, something just told me to just open the door. I said, the God we serve is a show of God. I said, he's a show of God. He will make the one with the muscles try first. Bring your tools and try. Let us see who has the power. Bring your tools and try. Try to open it. And we shall see who has the power. And that unction is in you. I say, actually, that unction is in you. The Spirit of God is in you. Students, when you are sitting and you are learning, when you are sitting, you see, God has given us wisdom. We learn like everyone else. We study like everyone else. We sit in the same class and be taught the same lesson like everyone else. But he said that you shall return. And you shall see, you shall discern the difference between those who serve God and those who do not. Between those who have the Spirit and those who do not. Therefore, when you seek to take your test, you say that, Spirit of God, I need you. Come now, we are taking this test together. He is in you, call upon him. I say, call upon him. He said, call upon him. He said that I will give you the Spirit, who shall teach you all truth and shall bring to remembrance all things whatsoever I have taught you. He shall bring to your remembrance. He says, he shall bring to your remembrance the things that you have taught. And so acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Where are you? This question. What? And then he said, don't do CCC. Just take B. B. Not CCC. The Spirit of God is in you. I said, the Spirit of God is in you. He says, when you appear before judges, do not even think of what to say. For at that moment, he shall bring to you what to say. Hallelujah. When you go for interviews, he shall bring to you what to say. You go online and memorizing people's answers and people's questions and studying the company's missions and this and that. And then you, even when you go, you want the question that they have not asked you, you want to bring the thing in. Say, the Spirit abides in you. Say, the Spirit abides in me. He abides in me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God abides in you. Amen. John 14 and verse 16. He abides in you. And he's not leaving. He's not leaving you. He's not leaving you. He said, Jesus said unto her, John 14 and 16, please. John 14 and 16. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Another comforter. He said, as I have been with you, I will leave. But he shall give you another comforter. Another word for that is the allos. He will give you someone, just another one, an other. So what Jesus had been to them, walking side by side, he will give you someone. He says, he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit has not left you. Beloved, if you are born again, the Spirit of God is in you. Bernice, the Spirit of God is in you. I say, the Spirit of God is in you. Gina, the Spirit of God is in you. The Spirit of God dwells in you. He abides in you forever. He's not going anywhere. But the nature of the Spirit of God is that you have to acknowledge him. You have to acknowledge his presence. You have to acknowledge what he can do. You have to acknowledge what he can do. It is when you acknowledge what he can do that he manifests in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you not realized that when you come for when you come for anointing service. You see, the reason why you come for anointing service and you experience the manifestation of the Spirit, it is not that the Spirit went somewhere and now he has come. But as you have come, you see, you have an expectation of the Spirit. You are acknowledging the Spirit. That is why you experience his manifestation. But the Spirit of God, he is always in you. The Spirit of God is in you when we are praying. The Spirit of God is in you when we are worshiping. If you acknowledge the Spirit of God, you will experience him when we are worshiping. If you acknowledge the Spirit of God, you will experience him when we are preaching. Some of you, you sit there and then as you acknowledge, you see, sometimes God puts you in a situation and then it makes you acknowledge him so much. And so as the preaching is coming, you start crying. It's the manifestation of the Spirit. Because you are acknowledging him. That is why you experience it. And you realize it's not everyone that is crying like that. It is you alone that is crying like that. Sometimes as we are worshiping, you fall down and you are crying. The Spirit did not leave. He just did not come. But when you acknowledge his presence, when you acknowledge him, because he says he abides in you forever. He's not going anywhere. He abides in you forever. Hallelujah. So as often as you acknowledge him and as you talk to him, he manifests himself in your life. Hallelujah. I say he manifests himself in your life. Amen. The manifestation of the Spirit is just triggering the anointing. You just trigger him by acknowledging his presence, by acknowledging what he can do. Hallelujah. By acknowledging his abilities. Amen. You see, it is like a disrespectful person. You see, when you find a disrespectful person, she's disrespectful. Isn't that so? Her nature is disrespectful. Anytime she's disrespectful. But do you think a disrespectful person will manifest disrespect when she goes for interview? No. You will not know a disrespectful person at the interview. When you see a disrespectful person, you will hire her. Or you hire him. Because you will not see it at the interview. Do you understand? But if you bring it on, if you trigger him, or you trigger her, then you know. Then you feel it. If you trigger that disrespectfulness, then you feel it. Hallelujah. But that disrespectfulness, it is there. It abides in her. It abides in him. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? But you will not feel it unless you trigger it. As she's looking for a beloved, you will never know that she's disrespectful. Have you seen a disrespectful person when somebody is looking for a beloved? Everyone will see that the person is disrespectful. But you wait until she gets married. And then you trigger it. Hallelujah. That is how the Spirit of God is. You have to trigger the Spirit. He abides in you. He is always there. But you need to trigger the Spirit. You need to let it manifest in your life. You need to bring him on. Hallelujah. You need to bring him on. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of God is always there. He's there to guide you. He's there to guide you. He's there to lead you. He's there to direct you. But you need to bring him on. You need to acknowledge his presence. Hallelujah. You need to acknowledge his presence. If you ignore him, you quench him. Amen. If you ignore a disrespectful person, you realize that it doesn't manifest. And at some point, you don't even know that the person is disrespectful. If you ignore the person for a long time, you see that nature is not exhibited. Amen. But when you trigger it, trigger the anointing, for he abides in you. The anointing of God is in you. The anointing of God is in you. You don't need that any man teach you. When you are sick, call upon the anointing. When you don't know what to do, call upon the Spirit of God. Ask him, what do I have to do now? Don't be thinking of loans and who will co-sign my loan? If the bank will lend me, who will do this? Who will do this? Call upon the Spirit of God. I say, call upon the Spirit of God. It is when you disregard him, that is when he becomes as though he's not in you. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you this afternoon? You will not know until you activate the Spirit. Hallelujah. A few things about the Spirit of God. I think we can bring the service and then this message to an end today. So, few things about the Spirit of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. It says, quench not the Spirit. Simple. Quench not the Spirit. What does it mean to quench? To quench means like doom saw. You see, you quench it. Hallelujah. It's like turn it off. It's like pour water on the fire. Quench not the Spirit. Let the Spirit glow. Let the Spirit manifest. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit by ignoring. One of the things that we do to quench the Spirit is when we ignore Him. When we ignore Him, He's quenched. Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of God is like a GPS. You see, the GPS is in your car. It is full of maps. It's loaded with directions. It can show you where to go. It can tell you where to go. All you need is to take it and plug it in and turn it on and put in the direction or put in the address. He will tell you where to go. He will show you where to go. He will direct you where to go. Hallelujah. He knows ahead of the road what is there. But you see, it's in a car. Unless you plug it in, unless you turn it on, he cannot tell you anything. But he knows what is ahead. He knows what is waiting. He knows that there's traffic congestion out ahead of you. He knows that there is a policeman ready to arrest you. Sometimes he tells you to slow down. He tells you are speeding too much. You are going that 80 miles an hour. He tells you, he shows, and then you slow down. But you see, it will only do that only if you plug it in and turn it on. And he can save you from accidents. He can save you from police tickets. He can save you from getting into traffic. Only if you acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Only if you will acknowledge him. But sometimes you see, as you are going, it tells you, it says, make left. And then you make left. And then he says, make right. And then you see the right where he's taking you. He's taking you off the highway. But you want to be on the highway by all means. Amen. You want to be on the highway by all means. And so as the Spirit is telling you, he says, make left, make left. He says, oh, why left? Why left? You see, and that is how our lives are with the Spirit. He says, not this man. He said, why not this man? He's a very good man. He's serious in the church. Oh, I don't think I'm hearing you properly. The GPS is telling you left turn, but you make a right turn. Amen. Sometimes the road that he's taking you is costly. It requires tolls. But you want to avoid the tolls. You want to avoid the tolls. He's taking you on the road and he says, toll bridge ahead. And you say, oh, exit, next exit. Let me escape the tolls. Sometimes the Spirit is taking you on a highway that is expensive. Sometimes he's taking you on a path that is costly. Sometimes he's taking you on a path that looks a little longer than you would want to. Hallelujah. But you want to stay on that highway. You want to stay on the toll-free highway by all means. And so you turn around and then make a turn and here and there and there and there. If you will hearken onto the voice of the Spirit, you will realize that as you are leading your own way, you find out that it is costing you even more. It is causing a delay. Sometimes he says that, not this man. It is this man that you have to marry. But you are forcing it to be that man. And it's causing a delay. That man is not even ready. It's causing a delay in your life. Hallelujah. Sometimes you see that the thing that you are going to, it is right here. It's not far. It says 0.2 miles to the place. But the Spirit seems to take you around and around. And taking you around and around. And then you come to the same place.
And you are wondering why.
Sometimes he's just escaping some accident. He's taking you on the winding road so that you escape the accident. And you don't understand. Sometimes there's a nail at that road that is, you are just going to drive on to have a busted tire. And it's just taking you around, around, so you don't get a flat tire ahead. Hallelujah. And then sometimes you go, ah, the thing was right here. Why did he take me all around? The Bible says when God was leading the people of Israel, there was a direct route. There was a direct route that they could have gone directly to the land. But he took them through the wilderness. He took them through the wilderness. As if it wasn't even God that was leading them. But he took them through. But it was God that was leading them. Sometimes the road is very costly. Sometimes the road is longer than you would want. But you force and you bring it into your own way and into your own direction. And you want it to now come to your direction. And sometimes as you hear, it says, recalculating. And you keep ignoring it. And you recalculate. And you give you another direction. And then you force it. It says, recalculating. And it gives you another direction. And it says, recalculating. And it gives you another direction. And then you turn to the other way. And it says, recalculating. At some point, it says, GPS signal lost. You quench the spirit. Says GPS signal lost. No matter what you do, you don't get the signal back again. You have quenched the spirit. It says, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Our time is up. Put your hands together. Stand unto your feet. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Acknowledge him. The greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. Kwame, the greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. Oh, yes, the greater one is in you. It says, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. The greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. It says, greater is he that is in you. Greater is he. You have overcome, little children. It says, you have overcome, little children. Not because you have money. Not because you come to church many times. Not because you went to school. But it's because the greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. Oh, Spirit of God, acknowledge him. Acknowledge the presence of the Spirit in you. Acknowledge him. The more you acknowledge him, the more you acknowledge him. Oh, yes. The more you acknowledge him. Oh, Spirit of God, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your presence. Yes. We acknowledge your presence. Oh, yes. We acknowledge your presence. We quench you no more. We quench you no more. We say, have your way in our lives. Give us direction. Show us where to go. We will follow wherever you show us. We will follow where you will go. Oh, Spirit of God. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain.
Acknowledge him.
Spirit, rain.
Yes.
Lord, rain down.
Oh.
Rain.
Oh, oh, we acknowledge your presence, Spirit of God. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge you. Oh, yes. We thank you no more. He says the greater one is in you. You have the unction. The unction of the Holy One is upon your life. We make way for your power. We make way for your power. We make way for your power. Oh, yes.
As we stand on your word. Holy Spirit.
Yes. We call upon you and we acknowledge you. Yes. Yes. By your senses. It is not by the senses. It is not by what you hear. It is not by what you see. Yes. He has prepared things for you. And it's revealed by His Spirit. Come, Spirit of God, come. Oh, come, Spirit of God. Oh, come. Yes, we acknowledge what you have in store for us. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your presence. Oh, Spirit of God. We acknowledge your presence. We thank you, Spirit of God. We thank you. Father, we thank you for giving us of your Spirit. We thank you for giving us a guide. We thank you for giving us the helper. We thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. We thank you, Lord.
And all our presence. Holy Spirit.
Why don't you lift up your hands and ask? Say, come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Oh, hunger for Him.
Come,
let Him know you need Him. Let Him know. Ignite Him. Ignite Him. Ignite Him. Oh, yes.
Come.
Way that He manifests. It may seem a long way, but acknowledge Him. Let Him come. 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 Trigger Him. Trigger Him. Hunger for Him. Yes, yes, yes. He said, the greater one is in you. The greater one is in you. The unction of God is in you. Yes, call upon Him. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. It is that which makes you a special person. It is that which separates you from the unbeliever. Yes. Why don't you sing one more time to Him? Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Say, I need you. 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 Sweet Spirit of God, I need you. I need your presence. Sweet Spirit of God.
In your strength and your power.
Father, we are thankful to you, O Lord. We thank you for your spirit, O God. We say, have your way amongst us. We say, have your way. Manifest in your own special way. Have your own special way. It may seem a longer way, but we welcome your way. We acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your direction. We acknowledge what you can do. Sweet Spirit of God. We say, have your way amongst us. Have your way. You say, it's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by my spirit. You say, by my spirit. And before Zerubbabel, the mountain shall level. And it's by your spirit. Because you acknowledge the Spirit of God. It is not by power. It's not by might. But by the Spirit of God, mountains shall level in your life. Valley shall be filled. He said, before Zerubbabel, Marosalene Cabrende. Oh, may the manifestation of the Spirit be made manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, as we acknowledge your presence, as we acknowledge you, you will separate us from those who do not serve you. Because the unction is in you. Because the greater one is in you. It is that which will make you a different woman. It is that which will make you a different man. It will make you a special person. It will make you a different student. It will make you a different wife. It will make you a different husband. Because the unction of God is upon you. It is what will excel you as a worker. Oh, thank you, Spirit of God. We acknowledge your presence. We will walk with you. We will acknowledge you. We will not quench you. He said, grieve not the Spirit. We will not grieve you, Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone here this afternoon, you have not given your life to Christ. You are not born again. You say, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. If that is your prayer this afternoon, with all eyes closed, every head bowed, just lift up your right hand. With all eyes closed, every head bowed, you say, I want to receive this power of the Spirit. But first, you have to all open up for Christ to come into your life. If you are here to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. Anyone here like that? Do not leave without receiving Christ. Do not leave this place without accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you are, that's your prayer, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Father, we are grateful and we are thankful for your Spirit. We are thankful for the salvation. We are thankful, Lord, for the anointing of God that is upon your children. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, never to quench the Spirit. Help us to activate always the Spirit. When we are at crossroads, Lord, may we acknowledge your presence. When we are in delusions, oh God, may your Spirit arise. We thank you. We bless you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you clap for Jesus as you take your seats?
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.